Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am in Donald Doria, D-O-R-I-A. Donald Doria is a 42-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 5/24/21. But on that occasion, he was shoveling dirt out of a hole and throwing it over his shoulder to get it out. Apparently, he was about 6 feet deep in the hole when performing this activity. Apparently, he believes he injured his left shoulder, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a slot tear of his labrum that was repaired surgically. Apparently, he also had physical therapy, but has completed his course of active treatment. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph. As per the treatment records provided, Mr. Doria was seen at a virtual urgent care on 5/24/21, stating he had left shoulder pain that started earlier that day. Period, quote, patient is unsure if it is work-related or not. Period, he does have a laborious job that entails repetitive motion with shoveling and lifting heavy cement bags at times. Period. End quote. X-rays of the left shoulder revealed no acute fracture. Period. He was already taking Klonopin and Suboxone. Period. He was instructed to use over-the-counter Tylenol and Motrin, as well as Voltaren gel, and follow up with his primary care physician or workers' compensation in the next 1 to 2 days. Brady was cleared to work with restrictions. Period. Insert the x-ray results. Also, in paragraph, Mr. Doria went to the emergency room on 5/29/21, complaining of pain in his left shoulder. Apparently, on this occasion, he stated he heard it at work on 5/24/21. Apparently, he was evaluated at urgent care and had an x-ray that showed a possible glenoid avulsion. Apparently, he was instructed to get an MRI of the shoulder, but he was unsure as to where to follow up. Apparently, virtue of Voorhees was indicated on the paperwork. Period history was remarkable for foot surgery and left meniscectomy. Period. He was found to have tenderness anteriorly at the left shoulder, but normal strength. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. He followed up with virtual occupational on 6/1/21, and was seen by the nurse practitioner. Period. He stated he was shoveling dirt to uncover a sewer line in a chest high hole. Period. After a couple of shoveling dirt, he felt pain shortly thereafter. Period. The dirt could have weighed 30 pounds at that time. Period. They noted his course of treatment to date. Period. He was diagnosed with a fracture of the left shoulder girdle, for which he was advised to see an orthopedist. Period. On 6/11/21, he underwent an MRI to be inserted here. Period. In the paragraph, on 6/17/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the MRI. Apparently, he recommended an MRI arthrogram. Apparently, this was conducted on 7/20/21 to be inserted here. Apparently, having reviewed these results, they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 8/3/21. Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted here. Mr. Doria participated in physical therapy postoperatively. His progress was monitored by Dr. Dwyer through 11/10/21. His shoulder was feeling well. Brady had some clicking, but no pain. Brady was working light duty and performing physical therapy. Period. Exam found. Full range of motion with excellent strength. Period. His discharge diagnoses were superior glenoid labrum lesion and a Bankart lesion of the left shoulder. Brady was going to strengthen for another 2 weeks and be released to full duty effective 11/23/21. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling after a few Fiori fusions. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all spheres, but internal rotation elicited a pulling sensation. Period. Motion of the scratch that was with resisted internal rotation by manual muscle testing. Period. And then the rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions. Donald Doria alleges that he injured his left shoulder at work on 5/24/21 when shoveling. Period. He was seen at urgent care the same day, indicating he was unsure what caused his left shoulder pain. Period. He underwent x-rays that were suspicious for a fracture. Period. He was seen at the emergency room on 5/29/21. Period. He briefly was seen by virtual occupational and had a left shoulder MRI on 6/11/21. Period. New paragraph. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer. Period. A left shoulder MRI arthrogram was done on 7/20/21 to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done on 8/3/21 to be inserted here. Physical therapy was also rendered postoperatively. Period. At the time of discharge from Dr. Dwyer on 11/10/21, he had full range of motion in all spheres with excellent strength. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found full range of motion in all spheres with excellent strength. Period. Resisted left shoulder internal rotation elicited a pulling sensation at the shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. His nebulous mechanism, reported mechanism of injury, raises a question as to causation, period, and that is the end.